Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Wednesday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. All that sorts of good stuff. There he is.
Too bad it was foul. Still at 61. New ruling came out today. He's not playing today, by the way.
Yeah, that's well deserved.
Well, he makes a lot of money at $21 million a year. I think you can play. You can work 162 days, but that's just me. No, I'd have pulled him too.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Yeah, I would have pulled him, too. I mean, once he hit it, you're like, okay, look, take a break. Now, they do have 5 days off when it's all said and done. I mean, today's game's meaningless. I mean, I wouldn't play him today, not just for the break, but I just don't want him to do something like, you know, who knows, pull a muscle, something like that. Because based on their lineup, he's like it. You got issues. In text, Micah Parsons was at the game last night, as I told you.
I saw that.
Yes, he was at the game.
And he got his tickets autographed, too, by Aaron Judge.
Well, that's what happens when you're Micah Parsons. Oh, Herman's pitching today. That's great. Oh, that's good. Blue Jays lead the Orioles 4-2 in the eighth. I think every matchup's set now, right?
Yep, everything's set. Times have been announced. We're all set to go.
I'm going to assume the Mets are in prime time.
Yes, they are the prime time game. 8:07. Phillies are 2:07 start on Friday on ABC against the Cardinals. Rays Guardians are at 12:07. Mariners Blue Jays at 4:07. And then Padres Mets as the nightcap for Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to put New York in prime time. It just gives you the best shot at the largest audience. Dodgers and Braves are the buys. Padres will play at Citi Field against the Mets. Phillies and Cardinals play at Busch. Astros, Yankees get the buy. Mariners are up at Rogers Center against Toronto. No travel issues. Canada, starting October 1st, dropped everything on travel, so no issue. Tampa Bay is at Cleveland. So there you go. So Friday, I guess ESPN has all these games, right?
Yeah, ESPN has every single one of these games with one game on ABC on Friday, which is Phillies Cardinals.
Right, and they did that because of, So Friday, Tampa Bay, will be at Cleveland, 12:07. Cardinals, Phils, 2:07 ABC. Mariners, Blue Jays, 4:07 ESPN. Mets, Padres, 4:07 ESPN. Saturday, same story. Rays, Guardians on ESPN2 at 12:07. They've got college football. Mariners, Jays at 4:07. Mets, Padres 7:37. Cardinals-Phillies, 8:37 on ESPN2. Now the if-necessary games. Sunday, ABC will be Blue Jays-Mariners at 2:07. Guardians-Rays at 4:07. If necessary, Mets-Padres, 7:37. The Cardinals-Phillies will be an ESPN2 game. Then when we get to the divisional series, now it's Fox and TBS. ESPN is out of the ball game at that point. It's all Fox and TBS after this. Okay? And Game 7 of the World Series would be Sunday, November 5th. Good. Really? Wow. That's because of the lockout. Great for Aaron Judge. Great for baseball. It's interesting. I mean, you got to think about, you got to put into perspective the different eras that everything has happened in. And that's why I do factor this in when I talk about certain things. So let's talk about Babe Ruth for a moment. Ruth played in this era. Number one, let's go with the negative. Ruth played in an era where there was no integration. Right? So, right? No integration. So that's the negative. Now let's go with some other things that he had to overcome. No plane travel. Everything was by train. Conversely, no team west of St. Louis. He played nothing but day games. So he had to play in the heat every day, no night games. And Ruth also did not have, there was no interleague play. The only interleague play he had was the World Series that year with the Pirates. Swept them in four. And no DH. Ruth had to play every day in the field. He did not have the luxury of taking a day where he just hit. Okay. Maris. The game is coast to coast, but Maris did benefit from the fact it was an expansion year. So now you've got a more diluted product with teams in Los Angeles, the Angels, and in Washington, the Senators. And that's why they went to 162 games, because they added teams. So he had the advantage of some expansion. He had the disadvantage of no DH. He had to play every day in the field. Longer season. Right? Game, definitely more integrated. And no interleague play. The only interleague play that Maris was involved in that year was the World Series against the Reds. Okay? Now Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, coast-to-coast travel, right? But by plane, and five-star hotels. Aaron Judge, the ability to DH on a given day. How many times did he DH here down the stretch? Oh, the other part, too, is Ruth and Maris played on grass the entire time. Judges had to play on artificial surface at times, like Toronto. Harder surfaces, tougher on the legs. But he's had the benefit of being able to DH, which Maris and Ruth could not do. And he had interleague play. So it's not just a pure American League record he set, because some of those home runs were against National League teams. So there's a lot of each era that goes into play. And then the point I made the other day. We can all make assumptions about Bonds and McGuire. We all can. It doesn't take much of a stretch to make assumptions. But if you're doing this on a factual basis, and I know facts are like, really, you don't use facts. I get I curl up into the fetal position when you use facts. Don't do that. What were the rules? What were the rules? The reason that McGuire had Andro right there in his locker where any reporter could look at it is it wasn't a banned substance. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's a fact. It wasn't. Now, when they finally put drug testing in and put a list of banned substances, it was. But when he played, it wasn't, and there was no testing. Those were the rules. Now, do we like the rules or the ethics of it? No, of course not. But there's a reality. And with Bonds, there was no testing. No testing. Nothing in the locker, but no testing. Now, we can all make educated assumptions about Bonds and McGuire, no question. But, for example, the two guys I would keep out of the Hall of Fame based on steroids would be, for example, Alex Rodriguez and Manny Ramirez. Why? They tested positive. I mean, that's a fact. Now, these are all things that, I mean Matt thinks judges the all-time single-season home run leader, and that's fine. The rides are open in fantasy land. But that's okay. You know, it's welcome to Matt's world. His kids are going to grow up like, oh, yeah, no, not going to happen. Then he's a Giant next year because he loved Bonds. So. No? Not what you wanted to hear?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Who's the single-season home run champion to Matt Catrillo?
Barry Bonds with an asterisk.
How can you say there's an asterisk? Because you're making an assumption? What were the rules? Was Barry Bonds allowed to take steroids?
At that time, yes.
Okay. Which NFL teams do you want to put an asterisk next to because of steroid use in the 70s and 80s?
I get it, but that's also harder to do.
No. Again, what NFL team? No. If you want to do this, which NFL teams do you want to put an asterisk next to? That you've made assumption that they were using steroids. Who? I mean, you're the one that just gave me the standard. Okay. Which means you've made an assumption. It's probably an educated assumption. I'm with you completely there. But what were the rules?
I get it. He was okay at the time.
But I'm saying the rules were, even though the ethics are wrong, right?
Right.
The ethics are wrong. I've got that. But Major League Baseball didn't have rules for it.
Oh, yeah. I put it more at fault for MLB than I do with Barry Bonds himself. But the fact is, especially based on the reports that obviously came afterwards with Balco and all that, it makes you wonder. With Aaron Judge, I don't have to wonder.
But it's still done.
What's done is done, and Barry Bonds has the record. So that's why I say Bonds with an asterisk.
The difference is that Rodriguez and Ramirez, two great, great offensive players. Great player. But they did test positive.
And I put an asterisk with everything that they did as well. And all those players that we've said, I would not put in the Hall of Fame.
Right, because they did, and that's why I would not put them in. Now, what were the rules when Bonds played? Again, the ethics of it are wrong. We know that. It's a performance enhancer. We know that. But were they allowed to do it?
Right. The answer is yes.
Yeah. And that's on Major League Baseball. They're the ones that set the rules, set the agenda in conjunction with the Players Association. And that's why, for example, I would have, after my penalty on Bonds would have been, I would vote no on him for 5 years, but the last 5 years I would have voted yes. Roger Clemens, again, same assumption. I'd have voted no for 5 years, the last 5 years. In other words, my whole thing would be, I'm not going to make you a first ballot Hall of Famer. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to be stupid here. I mean, you guys had careers. I mean, I watched Clemens go 24-4 in 1986 when he was a skinny kid. I mean, I watched Barry Bonds. I went to Pirates games down in Three Rivers when he was playing, for goodness sakes, and saw him hit home runs when he was a skinny kid. Guess what? The guy could flat out play. Yeah. So my penalty would be maybe not 5 years, but I'd wait a couple years before I'd vote yes for him. Then after that, I'd be like, you know what? I know what the evidence says. You know, like the guessing how big his head is and all that other stuff and the size of the body and the whole thing. I got it, man. But what were the rules? I mean, to me, that's as much on Major League Baseball as it is on them and the Major League Baseball Players Association. Okay? Mark McGwire could openly have Andrew in his locker. Why? It wasn't a banned substance in 98. Now, it's a banned substance now. And again, the ethics of it are wrong. I got it. But which NFL teams do you want to strip of championships and division titles in the 70s and 80s and maybe even the late 60s because of steroid use? Which ones? Because you're making assumptions and guesses. Who? Which ones? Different sport. No. Remember, there were a lot of allegations about steroid use in the NFL in the late 60s, 70s, and in the 80s. So which ones? It's something you have to, you know. That's why I'm going to put an asterisk here, an asterisk there. Look, what were the rules? Did he break the rules? Did he break it? Did he break ethics? Yes. Did he break rules? Which rule did he break? Which rule did Mark McGwire break? I'm talking about the rules of the game. Neither one of them broke rules. Even though ethically and morally what they did was not right. But what are the rules now? The rules now, the two of them would not be able to do that. But those rules didn't exist when they played. Just like the DH, now like, this is not obviously a moral or ethical thing, but a DH did not exist when Babe Ruth played or Roger Maris. Right? Okay. Babe Ruth also did not play against an integrated league. Those are the rules. I mean, nobody ever really talks about that, right? Whoever talks about Babe Ruth not playing in an integrated league? It's very rare when you hear that brought up. But he didn't. But nobody has thought about taking away from what he did, right? You didn't have to go out and face Satchel Paige. He also traveled by train. So look, they all have their great accomplishments. I'm not here to take away anybody's accomplishment. Well, except for the Silver Sow Award that the suit won. And I'm working hard to get that one stripped.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells foul.
It's just my opinion, that's all. By the way, Tony Knopp's going to be on the show Friday. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. Phil Nevin's coming back as the manager of the Angels. Got a better feel for the game than your guy. No, I'm just kidding. If I were a Yankee fan, your guy would worry me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. But you know what? You can set up your rotation exactly the way you want. Tomorrow's the day we find out about what's going on with Tua. From the NFL. I guess their investigation is, I guess, just about finished. All right. Back with more in a moment, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Again, you got to go by different ears, what are the rules, the whole thing. And again, you don't think Andrew, okay, but it wasn't illegal then. Well, okay. Does it give you advantage? Yeah. But he wasn't breaking the rules when he did it. Technically, there weren't any. It's like watching the suit runner stab me. There are no rules here. All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Did you see what the Braves did yesterday?
I didn't, no.
Do you follow sports at all? No?
I do.
Or is it just about the Yankees? Like, the Yankees and Eagles are like the only sports you follow. Like, there's like the, you know, just so you know, there's a big wide world out there. Poor kids, right? Cloistered into their Eagle and Yankee jerseys and, you know. At some point, Uncle Steve is going to have to sit down and say, you know, Luke, Mark, there's a big, wide world out there. Daddy has a very narrow focus. The Braves yesterday, for the first time all season, put down a sacrifice bunt. First time all year. They didn't score, but Michael Harris put down the bunt to move runners to second and third. Then Robbie Grossman struck out. They walked Ronald Acuna Jr. intentionally, and Dansby Swanson then struck out. The inning ended. So, fewest sacrifice bunts in a season. The Braves with one this year. The Dodgers with three this year. The Marlins with four this year. The Angels had four in 2019. The Cardinals, five this year. Blue Jays, five in 2018. The Giants and Phillies with six apiece this year. The Rays with six in 2021. The A's with six in 2018. Now notice the Braves, Dodgers, Marlins, Cardinals, Giants, and Phillies all set new records for fewest sacrifice bunts this year. Why?
D and H.
Yeah, that's right. Because of the DH, you're not pitching around the pitcher any longer. You're not like sending the thing. I always love, and the strategy of the National League is like, runner on first and one or nobody out. What's the pitcher doing? Oh, he's putting down a bunt. Oh, yeah, I'm blown away by the strategy. I'm just blown away. I mean, really? Double switch. A goat can do a double switch. Give me a break.
And plus, that strategy goes out the window when your star pitcher trips when he's running the bases. Then where's your strategy?
Yeah. So, that's why Aaron Judge isn't playing today. They don't want him to trip running the bases. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, that's what it's now. That's, I expected that to happen, that part would be out. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward in the playoffs. There's a moment where somebody does want to bunt because they need a run. It depends on the part of the order that you're in. That'll be interesting to see. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's interesting to see moving forward. By the way, high school roundtable tomorrow. What are we up to now, Matt? Week seven? Eight?
This is week
seven?
Seven, yeah.
Seven, yeah. Wow. Who does Shikellamy have this week?
Shikellamy has a tough one hosting Mifflinburg this week.
You don't mind me saying this, do you? But all the games for Shikellamy are tough.
Ah, well, valid point. But this this one in particular is not great.
With all due respect.
Yes.
With all due respect. I mean, it's just one of those years. By the way, Michael Kay will not be doing the Yankee series coming up. He is actually, I think he's on the Philly series.
He is with A-Rod. Yep.
Yeah. So He's got that series. Carl Ravitch, David Cohn, Eduardo Perez, Buster Olney will have the Padres-Mets. John Shambi, Doug Glanville, Jesse Rogers will have the Mariners-Guardians. Excuse me, will have the Rays-Guardians. Then Dave Fleming, Jesse Mendoza, Tim Kurchin, and Coley Harvey will have the Mariners-Blue Jays. So, there you go. It all starts on Friday. You'll have your feet up because your team will not be playing.
Correct.
Right. And then the next round when they lose in four.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Because your team's stale. You should have played. I can hear it out. You should have played. They were rusty. you're going to be a hoot during the month of October, and you're going to be a basket case.
I don't deny it.
All right. This is an interesting time in college sports. There's more money than ever being doled out to coaches. And there is also less patience. So let me give you this scenario. I want to get your opinion, because, I mean, you're usually the Grim Reaper when it comes to this. In fact, you kind of enjoy the segments where we talk about people getting fired. Seems to be like one of your like joys in life. Tell me I'm wrong.
It is always an interesting topic, to me at least.
Oh, no, you love it. You love when people get canned. If you're Texas A&M, in the current climate, and Alabama Saturday night beats Texas A&M 50-10, do you keep Jimbo Fisher?
That's an excellent question.
Thanks. It's about time I asked one. I feel much better about myself.
No, because I've kind of been wondering about that in the back of my head, because as you and I have pointed out, A&M has definitely underachieved under Jimbo. I'll just say I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't think they will.
I agree.
But look at what's happening today. Number one, the contracts are bigger, right? 10-year deals.
And he just got one of those not too long ago.
Well, what they did was they gave him an extension, and they gave him $2 million more a year. And you know who they were bidding against? Themselves.
All right, yeah.
There was a threat, they thought, that he'd go to LSU. Now, we do see that, for example, Texas A&M had a great recruiting class. So far, by the way, it has not translated into wins. All right. I understand that. It's obvious. I can see that. And they are the decided underdog, despite the quarterback situation at Alabama, on Saturday night. The game does not have the same cachet as it had when Nick and Jimbo had their rather public dispute. Another element that you personally enjoyed. You seem to like that stuff.
It's because they both look dumb. That's why it was great.
I see. And Texas A&M could be on the verge of their third loss of the season, and we're only halfway through the season. We've now seen, and there are certain circumstances that go into each job here. Herm Edwards, they're having trouble winning games. All right, that's one. But there is also the NCAA allegations around the program. Okay. Carl Durrell. You're a Colorado, tough job, not winning, out. Scott Frost. Public pronouncements, we're behind you all the way. All the way, got him three games. That doesn't sound like a 12-game schedule to me. It seems like it's 25%. We're behind you 25% of the way. And then there was the Paul Chryst firing, which, quite honestly, took me aback. That was one I did not expect. Carl Durrell did not surprise me, only because Colorado has been really struggling, and they don't look good doing it. So you're not surprised at that. But Paul Chryst surprised me. Now, I realize he is not, you have to be you. So Paul Chryst is not a dynamic personality. He's not. He's a low-key, Matt LePay deals with him all the time. Matt says, Steve, he is the greatest guy going. Right? And believe me, Matt's not going to sit there and tell me the guy's, he's not going to tell me he's a good guy unless he is a good guy. And everybody at Pitt will tell you Paul Chryst's a really good guy. He's just not a dynamic personality. And not only that, it does reflect in how they play. Wisconsin is not a dynamic team to watch. They have their way to play. They have their way to win. But they're not dynamic in how they do it. So now you're not winning, and you're not dynamic in how you do it. So maybe that enters into it, and they're going to give Jim Leonard all the time he needs this season to see if he can get the job done. If not, then you start hearing the names Lance Leipold, who won national championships at Wisconsin-Whitewater. And remember, even though Chryst McIntosh is the athletic director now, this is something over the years that, now I know these are basketball examples. These are basketball examples. But where were Dick Bennett and Bo Ryan from in basketball? They got Dick Bennett from Green Bay. Bo Ryan, I think Bo went to Milwaukee for 2 years, but Bo Ryan coached at Division III the vast majority of the time before he ended up with a big job in Madison. So Leipold, who's gone from Wisconsin-Whitewater, where he won national titles, to Buffalo. Now he's at Kansas, and they're off to an undefeated start, and game day is there on Saturday. And Dave Aranda, who at one point was the defensive coordinator at Wisconsin. So they have roots there. And the... So that surprised me. But the leashes are now, Gus Malzahn, I know he had been there for a long time, but he did have three wins over Alabama, coached by Nick Saban. Not a lot of people can say that. Now they got Brian Harsin, and we all know that it appears that, each week there's like a Brian Harsin watch. But the leashes seem shorter today, even though the contracts are longer. And you feel like it's not the athletic directors or the presidents. Yeah, in the end, are they making the call? Yeah. In the end, yes. But they're getting pressure from the money people. And money people have a lot of time and money, and they don't have the problems we have. Oh, man. Now, you look at the suit. He does not have the same problems, Matt, you and I have. Have you noticed that?
F-O-U-L-E-D. That spells founder.
I mean, he has a person that brings his vehicle in for an oil change at Submarine Motors.
Mostly me and Mark Lawrence.
Yeah, you can't relate to guys like that.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I mean, that's why I give, like Dave Ritchie. Down to earth, average guy. You want to have a beverage with him, right? You go out with the suit. I'll buy this round right here. And he orders a $700 glass of port. What are we doing? He scares me. But, I mean, they're the ones calling the shots. Well, so, I don't know. Just thought, it's an interesting topic. By the way, Drew Aller, is now in the world of NIL. There is a new children's book. And he shares his story in the form of an illustrated children's book called The Men in Back. There's a new children's book out there, part of his NIL. So there you go. Something for you to read a little more as he falls asleep.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It beats the way you have been getting him to fall asleep. A little bit different, but the highlight reel of the suit's greatest games. Boom, out like a light. All right, back with more in a moment. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
And then with me, with Jack, we kind of have a tradition where every Thursday he meets me out here and I get usually about a half hour of walking in before practice. And then he rapid fires questions at me as we walk around the field. And I was giving him a hard time last week because he did the radio show and literally all of my material that I had told him he had done. And I didn't know what I was going to talk about the radio show because everything I told him he went to the radio show and used. But he's been great. As you can imagine, both Steve Jones and they do a phenomenal job for us just all the time.
Oh.
How about that? Well, a little shout out from James Franklin.
Did not know that. Because I don't stay for the press conference. I didn't know he said that. The part about Jack and the talk show is true because James comes in, he looks at me, he says, Steve, he used all the stuff I gave him when we walked around. It's during the break, lady. And I says, I know because he told me all the stuff you told him when you were walking around. He goes, I shouldn't do the show. he says, don't worry about it. I said, we'll come up with something else. But that, I did not know that. That's very nice of him to say. I appreciate that very much. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. In the next half hour on our play-by-play call of the day, we're going to get 72 different versions of Aaron Judge's home run. Unbelievable. You know what the funny thing about it is? It really felt anticlimactic.